Dr. William Luther Pierce on What Liberals Don't Understand, 1996.
Hello. I was watching the television news one evening about 3 weeks ago, and Bill Clinton came on and made a few comments about the rash of burnings of black churches across the South. Mr. Clinton announced that he knew that white racism was responsible for the burnings. Organized hatred was behind it, he said, and it wouldn't be tolerated. After that, I waited for the newscaster to tell us about the evidence Mr. Clinton had that some sort of white racist conspiracy was involved. But no evidence was presented. The newscaster just moved on to other news. Now, I wondered at the time whether or not Mr. Clinton had some inside information, some secret which he didn't want to share with the public, because I wasn't sure at all that the burnings were an organized effort by white racists. I already had been following the news of the burnings for a few days myself, and I just didn't see anything that suggested a white conspiracy. A boozed-up Ku Kluxer might have torched a black church here or there, but the multi-state string of burnings just doesn't have the feel of the work of a white racist organization. Apparently, the secret police who were investigating the burnings figured that too. They learned in school that most cases of arson are associated with insurance fraud, and so they began questioning black parishioners and asking black preachers to take lie detector tests. Well, sir, that caused an outburst of liberal indignation in the controlled media. The racist cops are blaming the victims. Quit investigating blacks and start arresting white racists, the media were screaming. Don't worry about evidence. It's obvious that white racists are doing this, so start rounding them up. And Mr. Clinton's head secret policeman, Janet Reno, threw a real tantrum. She called in the chief investigators, stamped her feet, and ordered them to stop investigating blacks. White racists are responsible for the fires, she said. Now go out and arrest some white racists. And the media kept up their wailing about white racists burning black churches. I have dozens of the most outrageous, bigoted, irrational newspaper clippings you can imagine on the subject. I'll read excerpts from a couple of them just to give you the flavor. A typical case was an editorial in the Charleston Gazette, a raving liberal West Virginia newspaper, which is an embarrassment to an otherwise decent state. On June 18th, the Charleston Gazette's editor wrote, and I quote, "Raw racism seems to be the motive. As we've said before, Americans generally are decent, compassionate people who don't feel racial hate. But the nation still has a vein of bigotry, and a few racists are brutal enough to join hate groups such as the Ku Klux Klan or the Freemen. Extreme bigots presumably are starting the fires, even though investigators haven't yet found evidence of an organized conspiracy. Our guess is that a few white rednecks, half drunk in a southern roadhouse, see a TV report of a black church burning and decide to inflict the same punishment on blacks in their vicinity. Churches are a natural target for race haters. Just because they're idiots doesn't mean they aren't disgusting criminals who must be locked in prison. The wave of black church fires has gripped the conscience of America. Leaders and groups at every level are calling for a national crackdown. Decent Americans who feel no hostility should lend their voices to the outcry and exert pressure until all the arsonists are prosecuted." Close quote. Well, well, well. Racism seems to be the motive. Bigots presumably are starting the fires. What the editor of the Charleston Gazette really means is that he hopes white racists are burning the churches so that they can be caught and punished severely. He's praying that a racist conspiracy will be discovered so that it can be stamped out, hopefully with a high body count. And as for those Americans he mentioned who feel no hostility, he clearly is not among them. Or consider this bit of rabid commentary by Washington Post columnist Carl Rowan. It was in the June 13th edition of the Post and was titled Church Bombers and the Turner Diaries. Mr. Rowan wrote, and I quote, "I think that there is a grotesque conspiracy to save the white race afoot in America, and that the church bombings," that's what he said, bombings, "are part of a plot to provoke blacks to react violently, thus giving all the hate groups in the land an excuse to uncover their caches of weapons and use them against blacks and against whites who sympathize with blacks. I have turned anew to the Turner Diaries, the revolutionary Bible of the Montana freemen, the Aryan supremacists, and the militiamen and others who threaten to solve the race problem by killing blacks, Jews, and liberals. This little 210-page book, written by West Virginia professor William Pierce, under the pseudonym Andrew McDonald, is the most diabolically violent plan for solving America's racial and social problems that I have ever read." Now, Mr. Rowan follows that with a long extract from the Turner Diaries, a book I wrote, incidentally, to prove his point. And then he continues, and again I quote, "The bigots who seek to destroy the system clearly believe that even if they burned 10,000 black churches, most of the white race would side with them if outraged blacks or their federal protectors took up arms against the arsonists. Federal authorities know this, thus their caution, even timidity, in cracking down on the freemen or on the rash of new hate groups or on the weird souls who are stockpiling weapons they expect to use against their state and federal governments. The church bombings reflect a race madness that is far worse than we want to think it is. A lot more people are in grave danger than those who worship in black churches." Close quote. So, what do we have here? Hatred and hostility stemming from fear in the Charleston Gazette. Galloping paranoia stemming from fear in the Washington Post. And these two examples are pretty typical of the liberal response everywhere to the church burnings. The facts are not yet all in, but the arson cases which have been solved to date suggest something quite different from Bill Clinton's or Carl Rowan's assumption of a white racist conspiracy, or even the Charleston Gazette's assumption of groups of white rednecks wanting to punish blacks. Alabama Fire Marshal John Robeson has investigated 38 cases of arson or suspected arson of churches in Alabama since 1991. Of those 38 churches, 15 were black churches and 23 were white. And he's found no evidence of racial motives in any of the burnings. In one case, that of the Antioch AME Church in Fort Deposit, Alabama, the black female minister of the church was charged with burning her own church. I quote Fire Marshal Robeson, "The pastor was upset with the congregation about money. She felt she didn't get paid enough," he said. Last month, on June 18th, four black children, aged 12 and under, were arrested for setting a fire in a black church in Florence, South Carolina. Of 27 church fires which have been investigated in South Carolina since 1991, 12 fires were in white churches, and 15 of them were in black churches. and a total of 6 whites and 6 blacks have been arrested in connection with those 15 burnings of black churches. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has investigated 7 church burnings in Georgia during the past 18 months. 6 of the 7 churches had white congregations. The 1 black church which was burned in February 1995 was torched by a black juvenile. On June 19th of this year, 2 black men were arrested in Columbus County, North Carolina, and charged with burning a building on the grounds of the black Mount Tabor Baptist Church. The previous week, a 12-year-old white girl was arrested for setting a fire which destroyed an abandoned building on the grounds of a black church in Charlotte, North Carolina. The 12-year-old white girl was said to be emotionally troubled, but I have not heard that she was part of any racist conspiracy. Now, all of this seems to me to be pretty inconclusive evidence. Certainly not the sort of evidence to suggest a white racist conspiracy. Although I wouldn't bet that Mr. Clinton's BATF goons and his FBI goons can't find some kind of conspiracy if they try hard enough to please their boss. The hysterical reaction of the liberals to these church burnings suggests several things to me. First, liberals want there to be a white conspiracy behind it, because that would tend to confirm their theory about race relations generally. Namely, whenever things don't work the way liberal theory says they should work, the reason is white racism. That's the only politically correct explanation, white racism. Second, they believe there really is a white conspiracy because so many of their plans have been going wrong lately that they're becoming a little paranoid. Third, they're frightened. It's clear that more and more people are turning against the government these days, or at least are losing faith in the government. And the government is the only protection which stands between the liberals and the wrath of the heterosexual white males they have treated so contemptuously for so long. It is this liberal fear, I believe, which explains the increasing level of viciousness and hatred that we are seeing in liberal condemnations of the government's enemies. You remember the way most of the controlled media treated the standoff between the FBI and the Montana Freeman, which ended last month. The Freeman had some really nutty religious ideas, just as David Koresh's Branch Davidians at Waco did. And they had some even nuttier ideas about finance and economics. They figured that they had just as much right to issue money and set up banks as the Federal Reserve System had, and so that's what they did, which, of course, was technically a violation of the law. But they hadn't hurt anyone, and they had no intention of hurting anyone. They just wanted to be left alone. Yet the controlled media and the liberal commentators were angry that the FBI didn't go storming onto their ranch with tanks, flamethrowers, and helicopter gunships. The liberal media wanted blood. The liberal media hated the Freeman. Now, why is that? I'll tell you why. The liberals hated the Freeman because the Freeman had challenged the authority of the government. There's hardly anything that frightens a liberal more than the thought of losing the government's backing, the government's muscle, for forcing the public to submit to liberal policies and liberal programs. The liberals have built up an unnatural political coalition of minorities and abnormal people, a coalition of blacks and other racial minorities, of homosexuals, of militant feminists, of perennial welfare recipients of all races, to keep a grip on government. They have built a coalition of people who depend on the government to guarantee their special privileges and protections. This is the coalition which put Bill Clinton into office. If normal people, if white, heterosexual, working men and women were allowed to just tell the government to go to hell the way the Freeman did, the whole liberal house of cards would come tumbling down. People would be free to hire or fire or rent to or not rent to anyone they wanted. Schools could set their own admission policies. People who have come to feel that they are entitled to a handout from the government would suddenly be faced with the prospect of working for a living or starving. Perverts of various sorts would suddenly find themselves shunned by normal, decent people and would have to retreat back into their closets. And what could the liberals do to save their own skins? Where could they hide to escape retribution for what they have done to our society these past 50 years or so? Where could they hide that the lynch mobs wouldn't find them? That's why they hate anyone who threatens the authority of the federal government. That's why they're terrified by the idea of people just deciding to opt out of the system. You know, if there is any conspiracy connected to the burnings of black churches, it is a conspiracy among liberals and blacks to use the burnings to bludgeon white Americans with more white guilt, with more demands to outlaw racism and make still more concessions to non-whites. Virtually every news report and every editorial in the controlled media about a church burning has attributed the burning to white racism. Some of them even say something like, "The police haven't caught the white racist who did this yet, but we know it had to be a white racist." And of course, the news reporting on this subject is very selective. If they catch a white suspect, it's front page news. If they catch a black suspect, it's buried in the classified section. And if it's a white church that burns instead of a black church, it doesn't even make the national news. And this white guilt campaign seems to be working with some folks. Various white Christian groups have been rending their garments and beating their breasts and crying, "Mea culpa, mea culpa." Ralph Reed, the head of the Christian Coalition, one of the largest fundamentalist Christian groups in the country, fell into that trap last month. He went to an association of black preachers in the South with his hat in his hand and essentially accepted white Christian responsibility for the burnings of black churches. This is the same sort of guilt racket the Jews have been working for the past 50 years. They have been saying, in effect, "You could have stopped the Holocaust if you had really cared about us, but you didn't. You let the Germans gas us. You let them push us into the gas ovens. And so now you owe us." It worked for the Jews, so why not for the blacks? Now, please note that I'm not saying that blacks or liberals are in an organized conspiracy to burn black churches. I'm saying that it certainly looks like the liberals are in a conspiracy to use the burnings for their own ends by misrepresenting them in their news coverage and commentary. My guess is that what we're seeing in these burnings is simply an increase in random violence as our society continues to decay under liberal policies. Today, it's churches, because churches, being unoccupied most of the time, are easy targets. 6 months from now, it could be empty school buildings, or banks, or whatever the fad happens to be at the time. This is something I predicted 20 years ago in my book, The Turner Diaries, just as I predicted a great increase in political terrorism. We're certainly seeing the increase in terrorism. The World Trade Center bombing, the Oklahoma City bombing, the Unabomber, the bombing in Saudi Arabia. And I think we'll see a lot more random violence and destruction like these church burnings, not because of white racism, but because the policies of the liberals and the mass media and the government are destroying our society, are alienating our people, and are causing more and more individuals to lash out violently in one way or another. The liberals and the minorities and freaks who make up their coalition can't understand this. To a homosexual or a militant feminist or a liberal booster of the New World Order, this is the best of times. Things have never been better. We have more of their beloved diversity than ever before. More multiculturalism, more miscegenation, more democracy, more degeneracy in art, literature, and music, more permissiveness and depravity in our social life. Everything is more cosmopolitan. Everything is more Jewish than ever before. There has never been another time when one could see so many racially mixed couples on the streets. Never a time when homosexuals in their lifestyle have been held up to such public admiration. Never another time when there were two Jews and a Negro on the Supreme Court. Never another time when half of the president's cabinet consisted of Jews and other minorities. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How could anyone be against such things? Except, of course, those awful heterosexual white males. Those awful white racists. They don't understand why we hate their government. Why we hate them. Why we hate what they've done to our civilization and to our people. But they do know that we hate them. And they are frightened. They are mistaken, of course, when they blame us for every blow that is struck against them. They don't understand that a great many ordinary people, without any real sense of purpose or any racial feeling one way or another, even many blacks, are frustrated and unhappy and alienated in this unnatural society that the liberals have forced on all of us, and that more and more of these alienated people are striking out randomly at any target they can find. No, the liberals don't understand that. But believe me, they will see more and more of this random, purposeless violence, just as they will see more and more very purposeful terrorism. And in their bigotry and their fear and their lack of understanding, they'll continue to blame everything on organized white racism. But one day before too long, understanding will come to the liberals. It will come on the day that they have been having nightmares about. It will come on the day when an awakened white public rises up and begins a great cleansing of this land of ours. Thanks for listening.